gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. We are into week 10 of the 80th Nevada legislature. A scary, scary time. There are bills out there that are simply bad for you and your family. Joining us now, Erin Phillips, our friend from Power to Parent. She joins us. She's been following very closely what's going on up in Carson City, and she joins us. Erin, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am just fine. I've got to ask you about a bill that came across our desk, Assembly Bill 430, and explain what AB 430 would actually do. This to me is it's a violation of families' privacy. Talk about what AB 430 is and what it does.
Correct. So essentially, this bill would authorize the Division of Child and Family Services to establish a family home visiting program by governmental entities to enter the homes of children during early childhood. So if there is any, essentially the language that says risk factors that is really, really broad in this bill, it could be anything. It could be anything identified by the division. It would require someone to come to your home and essentially check up on you and see if there's, you begin data collecting and, there's a lot of subjective information about how you raise your children and how you conduct your home life. And so this is a huge Fourth Amendment rights violation for parents, a huge parental rights violation.
Now there have been programs before, parents as first teachers and others, where birth to three people come into the home, they assess the child, cognitive skills, etc. But that's at the request of the family. Is this different? Is this government mandated?
Correct. So the problem we have with this bill is that it's not a voluntary program, the way that the language is written. And so you're right, there's a lot of great organizations in Nevada that help families have access to, WIC is one of those different family service classes. There's things that include baby care. There's one called Nurturing Parents and Families. There's literally dozens of organizations and that utilize voluntary programs to come into homes where there are risk factors where the families have asked for help and have been identified and said, yeah, please bring someone to my home to help me. And then we can put those programs in place for those families. The problem with this bill is because there's already so many programs that are being utilized to help families, the big question is, why do we need another law, number one, that allows the Department of Family Services to come into your home in a in essentially a mandatory basis?
I was just going to ask, is it mandatory or is it voluntary? Is it something where you're asking the state to come into your home? You're saying that the bill as written would not be voluntary.
Correct. So it would be any risk factor identified by the division and essentially would allow the state to have unprecedented access to monitor any family without due process and no evidence of a crime or neglect against a child. So that's what we, you know, when we look at mandated reporters, people are, you know, that are teachers and nurses, they're required to report abuse and neglect to the Department of Family Services. That essentially would open up a case. They would come in and possibly, you know, do a report on the family and talk to the family and see if there's any substantiated claims of abuse and neglect. So this is a totally different situation that we're looking at here. This is anything. It doesn't have to be about abuse and neglect. It can be any risk factor identified by the division.
Could it be poverty? Could somebody say because you live in a very low income home that is a quote risk factor?
Correct. It could be that you don't vaccinate your children. It could be that you homeschool and they have decided very subjectively that they feel like you shouldn't be homeschooling your children. Maybe they don't feel like you're qualified to do that. So we're looking at a lot of a very, very broad scope here of language that would allow for almost any reason for the Department of Family Services to come into your home and open up a case and begin to monitor your family.
Okay. A hearing for this bill is scheduled for this afternoon. Is it this afternoon?
It is. It's upon adjournment of another committee. We're seeing a lot of this right now, but essentially we're hoping that it will be around 1 p.m. It's not a hearing. It's a work session meeting, so there won't be any testimony because they've already had a hearing on this bill, but there's an option for people to you know what? I'm saying the wrong information to you. It is at 1 p.m. It is a hearing, and it is going to be at the Grant Sawyer Building. If you're in Southern Nevada, if you're in Northern Nevada, you can go to the legislature in Carson City at 1 p.m. It is upon adjournment of another committee, so people may have to wait until the other committee is out before they start this hearing. People can also watch it online. The best thing you could do is email the legislators, the committee, the sponsor is Senator Parks, and that information is at powertoparent.org and also on our Facebook page, and we will make sure that everyone has all of the email addresses and everything they need to be able to reach out and email the people who are going to be making this decision today.
And by the way, the committee itself is the Assembly Committee on Health and Human Services, and so
correct.
you can see it at home online. You can see it at Grant Sawyer. You can go to the legislative building in Northern Nevada in Carson City. What is it you want people to do specifically? Is it a matter of reaching out to your assemblyman or assemblywoman?
Yeah, so we want people to go to our website, take a look at the information that we have posted about this bill, and then they can send an email to the people that are on the committee about the Human Services Committee. They can send an email to the bill sponsor and ask them to either make this not a mandatory program. They can make it a voluntary program. They can change the language in that, or essentially just vote no and kill the bill, because this is the way that this is written is dangerous. It's a violation of their Fourth Amendment rights. And we want to make sure that it's stopped.
What about a court challenge? I mean, I don't know what your attitude is. I guess if you want to go court challenge, you'd have to have it become law before you can challenge it, I would think. Is that right?
Yeah. So we've seen a lot of bills, right, that are definitely violation of the Constitution in this session. And so what we'll probably have to do is, if these bills pass, we will have to do a court challenge, and it'll have to be, you know, tried in that way.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Again, the hearing this afternoon, it's the Assembly Committee on Health and Human Services. It will be video conferenced to Grant Sawyer. So anybody that, and am I right that you don't need advance notice in order to testify?
Correct. You can just show up at the Grant Sawyer Building or at the Legislative Building in Carson City. You sign in. You make sure you sign in and that you mark that you are against the bill. You can speak, and you can check on that paper also that you'd like to speak, and that will be an opportunity for you to testify against this bill. And if you don't want to testify, you can still come. It still matters. And you can also send your testimony in to the committee through email.
If folks want to know more about Power to Parent, where do they go?
Power2parent.org. That's power with the number 2, parent.org. You can also find us on Facebook at Power to Parent and on Twitter and Instagram as well.
Erin, thanks for joining us on short notice, but this was an emergency alert, and I wanted to make sure we got this out. Thanks so much. Always appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Erin Phillips, Power to Parent. Power the number 2, parent. No, I'm telling you, this is bad. When the state can make up anything and say that's a risk factor, they live in poverty, we got to send the troops in there. That's wrong. That's a violation of your Fourth Amendment rights. Illegal search and seizure. That's what this ends up becoming. Stick around, more to do as we. And by the way, there are a lot of really good groups. Back in the, what was it, 80s and 90s, I was involved with Parents as First Teachers, where somebody would come in from the state, but you have to ask them to come in. And they would see if your little infant son or daughter rolls the ball the right way. I mean, really, it was a cool service. And you test them for cognitive skills and things like that. And it was good, but it was voluntary. It wasn't something where the government parks on your front door. More to come. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Your calls straight ahead, live and local, now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, just to kind of wrap up something we started in our previous hour, Steve Mnuchin testified before the House Financial Services Committee, chaired by no less than Mad Maxine Waters, and they got into I'm trying to think what the best way I can say it on a family radio station, but they got into a little tiff, okay? But here's Mad Maxine, and apparently Steve Mnuchin, according to Mad Maxine Waters, he's only the Secretary of the Treasury, okay, lacks credibility with Congress. Listen to this.
We cannot believe anything that's being said by this president or by Mr. Mnuchin. Let me just refer you back to the president of the United States, who have said over 16 times that he would release his tax returns. He confuses it by saying it's under audit. It does not make any difference if it is under audit.
Sure.
He could release those tax returns. And don't forget that his chief of staff, Mr. Mulvaney, said to the Democrats, you will never get these tax returns.
Right, he said that
and
over
so,
the weekend.
He said that over the weekend. Between the president, Mr. Mulvaney, and Mr. Mnuchin, you can't believe anything that they're saying. Basically, what they're all about is never releasing those tax returns. The president has lied again. Mr. Mulvaney has backed him up, and he's made it clear to us we will never get them. And Mr. Mnuchin is trying to have it both ways by saying that he is going to follow the law, and yet he's going to protect the president. And so we have a job to do. We have the oversight responsibility for this nation, and we're going to do it.
There you have it. Mad Maxine. By the way, need I remind you, and we opened the show with this, and I wanted to repeat it. Rasmussen reports, as of yesterday, their daily tracking poll, approval rating of the president. The approval rating yesterday, 53%. The American people are catching up. Now that we know there was no Russian collusion, that it was all made up, that the president was a victim, not a perp, more and more people are acknowledging that this is a great president. Now, if you're worried about the methods, okay, I understand that. Do you like the president tweeting, most of us would say, eh, it might be better if he didn't. But you know what? People don't care. They care about results. And this president is delivering results. I've got signs at home. Promises made, promises kept. From one of the rallies here. And I always look at that and I always think, you know, that's why 63 million people voted for the president. That's why Hillary is not our commander-in-chief, thank God. And now, if you look at the Rasmussen Report's daily tracking poll, they're 53%. 53% of those polled approve of the job that the president is doing. If you are a Democrat, that's got to scare you. You have tried everything over the last 2+ years. You have tried to bury this president. And by the way, to some of my even Republican friends, there are deep state Republicans that have been out to sabotage this president. And yet this president right now today, or as of yesterday, 53% approve of the job the president's doing. Now, coming up, we're going to take a look at the SoCal perspective. My buddy Jim Yoder from the Coachella Valley will join us, and we'll find out if this 53% thing makes sense. We're also going to find out why Gavin Newsom, the governor of the People's Republic of California, has to go to Central America. What in God's name is Gavin Newsom doing walking the streets of Central America? It makes no sense to me. Maybe you can figure it out, but for me, this makes absolutely no sense. Also coming up in our next hour, the four categories of redactions. Within a week, and I think it may be this coming weekend, we are going to get the Mueller report. But they're going to do redactions based on four different categories. We'll outline the categories, and Jeffrey Toobin has a question about at least one of those categories. Jeffrey Toobin, for those of you who don't know, is the CNN legal eagle. And we'll find out. We'll find out from Jeffrey Toobin. What does he object to? I mean, what reasonably would he object to? Anyway, we'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Also, Doug Collins is a congressman from Georgia, ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. And he takes a look at the Bill Barr testimony both yesterday and today. Yesterday in the House, today on the Senate side. We'll get to that and more coming up. A busy, busy next half hour right here, live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. He'll join us from Indian Wells, where the weather's always just perfect. That's what they tell me. I told you how the bizarre exchange between the Treasury Secretary and Mad Maxine Waters, Steve Mnuchin and Mad Maxine. That was a mismatch. Steve Mnuchin just chewed her up and spit her out. There was another similar exchange. Let's go to cut one. Morton Klein is a Jewish activist and was testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by, yes, Jerry Nadler. And I want you to listen to this exchange as Nadler apparently did not like this witness, Morton Klein, disparaging Ilhan Omar and other anti-Semites in Congress. Listen to this exchange. This was yesterday, the House Judiciary Committee.
By contrast, we receive hundreds of calls from students about anti-Semitic harassment, discrimination, and intimidation perpetrated by the left-wing, significantly Muslim hate group, Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, and its allies. COA's letter to city... Zuwe's letter to City University. We want to stop hate and stop institutions from supporting, condoning it. I don't know how much time I have.
You're 48 seconds over.
Well, but I was stopped. I was stopped. With the outburst. The outburst.
Go ahead. Another 30 seconds.
I have something very important to say. Especially as a child of Holocaust survivors, I was horrified to see Speaker Pelosi, Leader Hoyer defend Representative Omar after her vicious anti-Semitic remarks.
And the gentleman's time has expired, Ms. Owens.
That was unfair.
It was not unfair. You had plenty of extra time, Ms.
No,
Owens.
No, I did not.
Ms. Owens.
Mr. Chairman, Rank.
Fine. You remember the chairman agreeing to give you an extra 30 seconds because of the interruption that you experienced during your opening statement. And then do you remember being gaveled down by the chairman once you began speaking of the anti-Semitic remarks by a member of Congress? And we've just timed this. You only got 12 seconds. I have 30 seconds left, and so I'm going to give you those 30 seconds that you were promised and were denied.
Well, I am deeply pained that after a congresswoman from Minnesota called Israel evil, hypnotized the world, Israel's an apartheid state, Jews use their money to promote what they want out of Congress, that this woman was defended by leaders of her party, defended by at least three members of her party who are running for president, with no consequence. She should have been removed from all of her committees just the way Stephen King was, for this unbelievable outburst of hatred toward Jewish people. In fact, there's actually a member of this very committee who publicly called Jews termites of this committee, and there was no consequence to that outrageous statement. So this is really frightening to me, especially as a child of Holocaust survivors. If there's not consequence to this type of hate speech against Jews, you're only going to get more of it. We're only going to embolden people to continue this, and ultimately hate speech turns into physical violence. That's been true throughout Jewish history, and that really frightens me.
The time of the gentleman has expired.
There you go. Cut him off. Cut him off. That's what's bizarre. One of the things that we came across last night was Jeffrey Toobin. He is the legal eagle for CNN, and so he's on every day. Jeffrey Toobin came on the air yesterday and disputed William Barr's four categories. And they are not necessarily in this order. Grand jury testimony. This is the William Barr testimony, how he is going to do redactions, okay, for the Mueller report. And the categories are not necessarily in this order. Grand jury testimony, intelligence stuff, ongoing investigations, and investigations that did not lead to any indictments or charges filed, but names appear. And that in order to preserve their personal freedom, that stuff will be redacted. Jeffrey Toobin, and by the way, this is cut three. Jeffrey Toobin doesn't like this fourth category. Here we go.
You know, he keeps talking about these categories as if they're immutable. First of all, he invented the four of them. There is no legal requirement right to attack, you know, grand jury material, classified information, which, you know, he's not allowed to disclose, but the other investigations and third parties. Those are made up categories. He within each category, there's a lot of judgment calls to be made. You know, is it just grand jury testimony that can't be released or any subject that is covered within the grand jury? That's a big difference, and we don't know how that line is going to be drawn. Most importantly, he could go to a court and say it's in the public interest to release this grand jury testimony, and he would almost certainly win that case. He's choosing not to do that. Jerry Nadler's going to sue. It's going to be in the courts probably for months, and a much less certain fate for the disclosure of the grand jury material if Nadler is the plaintiff as opposed to Barr.
Okay, here's what I don't quite understand. What is the big deal? Because traditionally, the FBI and the Department of Justice, they don't name names if people aren't being charged. Just by their presence in a legal document, it could ruin their lives and require them to lawyer up. And in order to prevent that, you simply don't name their names. Somebody explain why that is wrong. By the way, did you see Adam Schiff? Adam Schiff, the chair of the Democrat-led House Intelligence Committee, went on the air yesterday and essentially called out William Barr, as the president's personal attorney, Roy Cohn, that kind of thing. Let's go to cut two and see if we can squeeze this in before the break. Because Phil Mudd is a counterterrorism expert and is a CNN talking head. And Phil Mudd took issue with Adam Schiff, something you don't normally hear from CNN commentators going after Democrats. But this is what happened. This is what Adam Schiff said and how Phil Mudd responded.
I think that's a betrayal of what he promised during his confirmation. But it is what he was hired to do, which was to protect the president. The president wanted his own Roy Cohn, and apparently he's got one. But it is deeply concerning. And likewise, that he wouldn't answer the question of whether he shared information about the Mueller report with the White House before he shared it with the Congress or the American people.
Hold on just a second. We might have missed a moment there, but there's a reference there to Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn was a reprehensible lawyer and is disgraced in Washington, D.C. Mr. Barr was just confirmed by the Senate. That includes whether they like it or not, Democrats and Republicans. I recognize not all Democrats voted for him. Many didn't. But he was confirmed by the Senate as a man who had served honorably for decades. For Adam Schiff to say this guy is like Roy Cohn is not acceptable. That's an apology that we should anticipate. If you want to have a conversation in Washington, you cannot compare the attorney general to Roy Cohn. It's just unacceptable.
Bill, I think
now, one of the issues that William Barr testified yesterday that he's going to get into, and he testified again today, yesterday in front of a House committee, today in front of a Senate committee, and one of the issues that came up was that he is assembling a team to look at how the Mueller investigation began. To look at what is it that led to the Mueller investigation? And was there malfeasance, law-breaking maybe, on the part of law enforcement? We talked yesterday with George Papadopoulos, the first guy that was essentially ensnared by this investigation. Doug Collins is a congressman from Georgia. He is a Republican. He's a ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. And William Barr wants to look at how, and this, by the way, is cut number five. Doug Collins wants to essentially find out how this Mueller investigation actually began.
More generally, I am reviewing the conduct of the investigation and trying to get my arms around all the aspects of the counterintelligence investigation that was conducted during the summer of 2016.
Joining me now, Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee. Sir, welcome. Good to have you here tonight. There are reports this evening that the Attorney General is assembling a team to look into that at the Department of Justice. Are you aware of that?
Not aware with it from firsthand, Martha, but if that is what he has said, I believe him. Bill Barr has been a straight shooter from the moment he has been sworn in. He has done exactly what he said he would do. He has done it in a way that is consistent with regulations, consistent with the law, and he is also interested, like many of us have been, in actually how we got here. It's not just a place that Mueller has came out with his report and we have found that there was no collusion, that there was not a charge of obstruction, there was nothing there. But it's now important to find out how did this actually start, and that's what we're looking forward to, and we're glad to hear that he's actually looking into it.
Investigating the investigators. I like it. Democrats hate it. But Democrats are the ones that are always telling us, oh, we need transparency. We need absolutely 1,000% transparency. We'll take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show, Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever.
Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's get right to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. I appreciate that. Let's go to Stephen in Las Vegas. Stephen, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. I need to call in for clarification, though. Is that okay?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, if hopefully you'll play along. I think your answers will be pretty much the same as most of the listening audience. By the way, I've got the utmost respect for Congressman Collins from Georgia. He's in the mold of a Trey Gowdy.
Yeah,
he wants to know. He's not afraid to ask. Kevin, I was just wondering, though, when we start investigating investigators, is the Constitution important?
Absolutely, it's paramount.
Right, and rights guaranteed. Through the Constitution and given to us by the Creator, are some of those rights more important than others, or all the rights important?
All the rights are important. I mean,
all the.
I mean, all.
That'd
all,
be my answer.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I like to tell people, look, my rights aren't for sale. In fact, they're not even up for negotiations. If you continue with that, many times it's a public servant. If you continue with that discrimination and violation of my rights, I have no choice but sue you. And that usually gets the discussion onto a different track, and we find out that there's a way to resolve the situation. They weren't intending to violate my rights. Now I've got I'll get to the key point of my call. 1913, December 23rd. Are you familiar with that date, Kevin?
I am not, but enlighten me.
I'm glad you asked. That was the day that there were four or five. Obviously, I wasn't there, folks, but I'm on reasonably reliable authority. There were four or five people in Congress at that time. It was a particularly harsh winter, and they were assured by the heads of their clubs, you know, the parties, that nothing serious was going to happen, so they could go ahead and go home and prepare for the re-election and spend the holidays with their families. December 23rd, four or five of these congressmen got together and they decided to have a hearing in Congress. The first thing they did was waive the quorum requirements because there certainly weren't enough people to vote on anything constitutionally. But they waived the quorum requirements. And then, folks, if you'll investigate, they proceeded to pass the federal income tax law.
No.
And the Federal Reserve Act. And what did Vladimir Lenin say about that? I don't know if it was before or after that. I just learned the quote, and I'm very thankful to the organization that gave it to me. He said, "To communize a nation, you are 90% there by the establishment of a national bank."
Wow. Well, we've got a lot of national banks. We still haven't audited the Fed. Remember, it was who was it? Rand Paul or somebody like that? Or Ron Paul wanted to audit the Fed, and that was the big deal. Mike in Reno, talk to me. You're up.
He could have said that in 10 seconds. All right, anyway, I know I don't have much. I think the investigators should be investigated. But I agree with you. But I got to take issue with you here, the way you spin things. First of all, Mnuchin was badly beaten by Maxine Waters.
Did you really think so?
She said you could leave. Yes, she said you could leave twice, and he cupped out. She called his bluff, and they said, well, you have to hit the hammer, the gavel. Two, Nadler didn't cut Klein off. He gave him an extra 30 seconds.
No. He gave him an extra 12 seconds.
No, I timed it, Kev. I timed 30 seconds, counting. I didn't look at the clock. He said everything he had to say. Klein, well, whether you disagree or not. Three, promises kept. Where's the wall?
He was just at the wall in Calexico.
Why didn't he prepare for 100,000 coming in March? You say he kept these promises. He didn't keep the promise for this or that. It's been 22 months. Now, look, there's something going on with this immigration that I think is very conspiratorial. But I don't want to get into that now because it's very controversial. I can some other time. The point is, where's the promise that he kept? Let's just be realistic on these three points. You see things and hear things that other people don't.
Explain to me how this president, I've only got a minute, this president is at 53% in the latest Rasmussen.
Different issue. Keep going back to that 63 million voter for him, but 66 million voted against him. It's irrelevant.
Well, but now,
no, I agree with you.
No, but now no, it's 53% are for him. 53%, that's more than half.
And I'm one of them. I'm one of them. But it's a different point, but I'm with you on that. There's nobody else but him. If Bernie gets in, there's going to be mass violence. I don't think he'll ever be elected. I agree with you there. I'm just talking, where is the wall? Why weren't these people put in protective custody? 100,000 came in, and 100,000 were turned away. This is a very deep thing going on here with this thing. But I know you got a break, and I always look forward to listening to your buddy in the valley there because he has a bag company, and I'm into bags. And
oh, there you go. He's into bags. Maybe they'll work a deal. Maybe they'll work a deal. I'd love that. Stick around. Jim Yoder will join us. Jim Yoder from the Coachella Valley. Our eyes and ears in the People's Republic of California. What's actually going on there? We'll talk about that and more coming up. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is live and local now.
Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the side of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.